Blog Talk Radio. I welcome you to the Living by Design show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill. I will be your host for the next 30 minutes, and we have a very powerful show, a very powerful guest, and a powerful topic that I know everyone listening really, truly needs in your life. And if you don't realize that you need it in your life, you will realize it before this show is over today. We have none other than the well-known, acclaimed Miss, of course, I'm sorry, I don't think that got through because I was having a few small audio difficulties there, but I'm going to repeat that. We have none other than the wonderful, acclaimed Faith Moore McKinney, and she is joining us to talk about her new book entitled The Art of Schmingling, I hope I'm saying that correctly, but she will let me know when I bring her on the line. And without any further ado, I am not going to waste any more time because I want to get deep into this conversation. Hello, Faith. How are you doing today?
Hi, Kathy. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, sometimes we have a few audio difficulties, but we're so good to go now.
That is understandable. You know, I'm such a big fan of yours, and I have been for a long, long time. So being on Living by Design is such a treat for me, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I am so excited that you accepted the opportunity to be on the show, and this topic is amazing. I love the topic because I don't think people understand how critical networking is for our success. So, yes, absolutely. Thank you for agreeing to join us today.
Oh, yeah. Networking is phenomenal. And, you know, Kathy, I don't know if you know, but I'm an introvert. And I know there's a lot of introverts out there who are either looking for jobs, looking for a better job, looking to build a business, but we just don't know how to stand out. You know, networking is great, but, you know, millions of people network. You have to figure out a way to stand out, and that's what schmingling is all about, the art of being well-connected through blatant self-promotion.
Yes, and I've heard it said, and you probably have heard this as well, that your network will become your net worth. Because
the people
that you align yourself with, and I hope we all have goals, and I talk about that all the time on my show, because when you have a goal, you can't very well be successful in accomplishing your goal if you're aligning yourself with people who don't have goals. So your network is extremely important in helping you to get to the level of success that you acquire. So, yes, it's very critical. So I want to hear a little bit more about your book, what it's about, The Art of Schmingling, and I love that title. It is so catchy. So just talk a little bit about what got you to the point to write the book, and then what are some of the main topics and main pieces and main learning points in the book?
Okay, well, absolutely. Well, first, schmingling is it's a combination of two words. It's schmoozing, the Yiddish word for schmooze, and then mingling. To mix and mingle, to meet people. And that's how I came up with schmingling. And the art of being well-connected through blatant self-promotion. Well, let me tell you a little bit about my story. When I was young, I was really, really shy, but I wanted to be popular. And I was very artistic and gifted and talented in a lot of things, but I didn't know how to a master at one thing, but I was really gifted. And I noticed there were a lot of talented people, especially artists and right brain people who are very talented, but they don't get the credit that they deserve. And I noticed that. I said, man, why don't they get the credit? Why don't the people who use our right brain, our artistic or creative sensibilities, why don't we get the accolades or the money that the left brain people do? You know, the doctors, the scientists, the attorneys, they get the money. They are the epitome of success in especially our culture. So I wanted to figure out a way to build my credibility. And, you know, during this time, these past 5 years, I've really been working on it, working on speaking and working on writing. I've met so many people who can help me build my credibility. And some of these, the ways that I've done it are listed in the book. And I'm going to get into it, into what the book teaches in just a moment. But I wanted to let everyone know that I've done amazing things. I've interviewed Dan Rather, George Benson, Kirk Franklin, a whole bunch of people, Soledad O'Brien, Dr. Julianne Melville, Tavis Smiley, a lot of people that I never would have gotten connected with. And I also host a networking organization called Successful Thinkers of Indianapolis. And I've led it, almost 4 years. It's a networking organization, and we meet once a month in Indianapolis. And they also have a lot of those successful thinkers organizations in California. So for your listeners in California, check out Successful Thinkers. They are absolutely free, but it's a great way to meet people. And so I do all of these things, and I have written my book, Schmingling. I'm an author, but for a full-time work, or the way I've supported my family for a lot of years, was working as a janitor, which is it's totally So it's like I use myself as a as proof that you can establish credibility even in the corporate environment without the degree or without the platform, without the letters behind your name. You can do it, and Schmingling is how.
I absolutely love that because, you know, Faith, there are, everything that you just said is extremely critical because I want to make sure that everyone, if you're not listening live right now, then go back and listen to the archive because that's a powerful statement. So many people feel like, well, I didn't go to college, I don't have a degree, or I don't have higher education or a master's or a PhD or whatever. So they feel like their opportunities are limited, but that couldn't be further from the truth. And you just made a great example of that because you don't have to stop. Yes, higher education is great. It's wonderful. But if you don't go that route, there's always an opportunity for you to learn something else. And you learn from your life challenges, which being an introvert, that's what helped to motivate you to do something different and go higher and write your book. I love that. Great story.
So it the thing is, you have to start somewhere. And so many business people who may have a second or who may work a job to support their dreams or the dreams of entrepreneurship, but if they don't have a track record, if they haven't helped people make millions of dollars yet, or if they haven't themselves made millions of dollars, it's kind of hard to prove that you are credible. So we had to go around it. And one of the things I learned in Schmingling is that it's all perception. You know, all of this is just how people perceive you and that you can control it. You can control what people see and what people think or how they think about you, especially on social media. But and that's my preference, using social media to shape the way people perceive you. And
I'm
going to
even jump in there and I'm going to jump in there, Faith, and give you another word, because what you just described, how people perceive you, whether they read something that you have written or whether they see your photo or they come in contact with your beautiful face and your magnetic personality, it's all about your brand. You are a brand.
Exactly.
We are our brand, and it's up to us to promote our brand and get ourselves out there, and that's exactly what you're doing.
And you know what? It's more you are the brand more than your business is the brand. People buy from you. They don't buy from the company or the business. They buy you. And so you are a brand 24 hours a day. So one thing you have to do is make sure that you are authentic. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to put on airs. Be authentic in everything you do because people can tell. People can see right through that.
And there's
That's
only one you.
Listen. Yeah, there is. There's only one you. You know, one of the people that I model my life after, of course, is Oprah. I model my life after her, but I can't be her. I have so many more. I really think I have more experiences than she does, especially with family, raising a special needs child, working, you know, having to really work a job that is not so fulfilling, but still making it work.
Absolutely. And your journey is your journey. We all have a story. We all have our journey. And I like what you said about, you know, you look up to Oprah, and you don't have to be Oprah to be successful because we all have mentors. We all have people that we look up to, but your message is your message, your gift are your gifts. And you may say something very similar, the same, because there's only, I mean, life is about one thing, and that's being able to find your purpose, find your passion, and live according to what you were placed on this earth to do. So there's only so many ways that you can say that. So you may be able to say that in a way to someone where it really connects, whereas Oprah can say it to someone else and it really connects, but it may not connect with someone like you would say it. So you have your unique way of doing, saying, and being who you are, and that's why we should never, ever try to be someone else, because it's a waste of our own special gifts and talents.
It sure is. I'm so glad you picked up on that, because for so long, I was trying to figure out how I could do something like somebody else until I realized that I have my own gifts, and what my challenge was to use that gift. You know, I never knew anyone who earned money networking, but that was a gift. It's a gift that I have. So my challenge was to figure out how to make a living from my gift and how to create what I do and you know, share it with the world. And it has worked. It's working. So if anyone has a gift or a talent or something that they absolutely love to do, a passion, and they want to create a living from that, you know, I challenge you to challenge yourself to create. You know, it may not be a straight line. You may have to go around, you know, like I did. I had to go around different ways to kind of feel my way through. But, you know, you can do what it is that you want to do and earn a living from it too.
And I always say that you have to know exactly what you want to do, because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people just pretty much live their life in survival mode. They never move to the level of success because they are afraid, or like you say, they're trying to be like someone else, and that's why it's not working, because you're wasting your unique gifts and talents and special abilities because you're so busy trying to imitate someone else. But you don't have to imitate someone else, because what you possess is what someone out there probably needs. So you are depriving the people that need what you have, and you're also depriving yourself. So for you to embrace your journey, embrace your experiences, everything comes to us for a reason. Our life experiences, whatever dysfunction, whatever challenges, whatever issues that we have encountered, that's our special journey, and we've got to look at that. And we also have to put a plan in place. It can't just fall out of the sky. You've got to plan for whatever it is you want.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned survival mode, because for so many years, I was in survival mode. I could not see how I could earn a living from what it is that I do. And a lot of people who are living in survival mode don't see a way out. You know, they see externally. They don't see internally how they could use what they have inside to earn a living. And, you know, when I realized that, it, you know, being focused and single-minded about one thing has really helped me get out of depression. It helped me to want to achieve more, and it helped me, it pushed me to achieve more, to do more, to help more, to serve more. So, you know, looking inside myself and seeing how I could use my gifts really helped me to get out of a lot of that survival mode mentality. Mm-hmm. And it's a real challenge. You know, when you're in it, you can't think of anything else. You cannot think about anything else.
And it's a process. It's not an event. It's a process. It takes time. It takes effort. Mm-hmm. And it really takes commitment. I did a presentation this past Monday at the Diversity Opportunity Career Fair Opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think it was at the First Baptist Church off of 30th Street. And one of the things I talked about is that how we all have that inner voice. We all have the ability to tap. Like you said, it's all internal. It's not external, but people put all of their wealth and their potential and their desire to be successful on the external world. If I have enough money, if I have enough cars, if I have enough whatever that's tangible or external, but that's not where it is. The power is inside. And when we go inside and we listen to that inner voice, because we all have intuition, we all have our instincts, but we ignore that. The voice is there, the answers are there, directing us, guiding us along the path of success, yet we go ask all our friends for their bad advice about our lives.
Absolutely, we do. And that's one of the things that I think people who are in the survival mode need to understand. It's not going to last forever.
Right.
It won't last forever if you get a plan, if you figure out what it is that you want to do, and just do baby steps. Just take baby steps towards your goal. It took years for me to get out of that. I was in survival mode for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't think, you know, whenever I would see somebody who was happy, I would think, wow, you know, they're happy. I couldn't understand it. But as I grew and I started finding things that I enjoyed doing, I found that happy part. And now I'm moving up that little that ladder, that pyramid, you know. I'm no longer on survival mode. I'm more into the love and the self-esteem and love, self-esteem, and that pyramid part. But just moving up the ladder, you know. Survival mode is really the bare minimum. But, you know, there is hope. There is hope.
Right.
And I want to share some of the things that I learned about schmingling that can help some people who want to get some publicity, to promote themselves. And I'd like to...
Please do.
Oh, yeah. These are really great. I was quoted in the Wall Street Journal, several national blogs, Ebony Magazine, and let's see, a few books, all from this one site. And this is like my best tip. It's called HARO, HARO, Help a Reporter Out. Now, this site, you can go at harrow.com or helpareporter.com. And what it does, it's a hub where reporters or people who have television show producers, when they need sources for a show or a story, they need a source rather quickly. They go to this site, and other people who want to be sources or who want to be quoted in magazines or blogs go to the site to answer questions if they qualify for that particular
topic.
Yeah, that particular topic. And, you know, I've been on that site for about 2 or 3 years. And not everyone, not every day is there going to be a topic that pertains to me. But when there is one, you know, I fill it out or fill out the questionnaire or answer, respond to it. And, you know, hopefully if I'm quick enough, I'll get quoted or they'll call back. In fact, I got a call from the Huffington Post just last week.
Wow.
About a story they're
awesome.
Interested in doing. So hopefully they'll be calling back soon. This is a story that's not critical, you know, time sensitive, but they wanted to make sure that they had a source. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, Huffington Post will be on my resume. So
awesome.
So you put those on your resume. That's something you can do right now. It's absolutely free, and you get that on your resume, you're in. Also, another thing you can do, let's see, what else did I do? Oh, do things that are interesting to you. One thing that I did was I went skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, skydiving is something not everybody does. You know, some people are scared. But do something that's interesting to you that you may want to talk about. A lot of times introverts don't want to make small talk. We
mm-hmm.
don't make small talk. So if you find something that is interesting, you know, and maybe do it once or read about it or learn about it, then you'll have something to talk about. A lot of times I use scripts. For instance, when I go networking, when I meet people in networking, instead of doing a lot of small talk, one thing that I just come out the box saying is, how can I support you? So that will get the other person talking.
That.
Yeah, and it's better than how can I help you, because, you know, people are like, you can't help me. Nobody wants to be helped. But
that's
people want to be
point.
Supported. Yeah, how can I support you? And that way you can get a sense about what they need, and maybe you can help them. You know, you can support them a certain way. Maybe they're interested in, I don't know, it may not even be job-related. Maybe they like a certain type of dog, and you know someone who's a breeder who's trying to find a home for that dog. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you make a connection, it doesn't have to be, and it really shouldn't be career related all the time, because life,
right.
you need a network for life events as well.
That's exactly right. I love that. I absolutely love that. Those are some very, very, very good tips. Faith, I think you are just doing an amazing job. My topic this past Monday at the event was your vision, your valleys, and your victories. And it definitely sounds like you have used your valleys and the obstacles, challenges, the low moments, the low points in your
mm-hmm.
life, to get you to the place where you have a vision, because we have to have a vision. If we don't have a vision, then, you know, we don't really have anything. And so now you're starting to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Now you've written your first book. Now you're starting to see some effects and some of the joys and the rewards from being a published author. And that's an amazing accomplishment. There are so many people who want to do that, and they're either afraid or they're fearful. They don't know how to go about it, and they just put it up on a shelf. And I'm just so proud of you for doing that.
Thank you. But, you know, that's another tip in my book is to write a book. You know, it used to be that if you had a business card, you were seen as legit. You remember those days
right.
when, you got a card? Well, you know, he's legit. He's got a business card. Not
exactly.
anymore. Now you need to have a book. And
right.
nowadays, people who are wanting to speak or who want to be seen as an expert have to have a book.
That's
and
right.
that's one of the things people ask for from the beginning. You know, do you have a book? And if you don't
right.
have a book, they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So
whatever
your topic
is, you're right. You've got to have a book in that area.
Yes,
I totally agree.
And you sure do. And there are people who are ghostwriters who can help you write the book. You can, and it doesn't have to be a big, you know, tome. It doesn't have to be War and Peace.
Yeah, it could be a coffee table book. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a coffee table book. It could be just maybe a workbook, just a body of work that you can show that you've done research, that you have invested yourself in that particular topic. So that's another tip for schminglers out there. Another thing to do is when you are networking or when you see people, and I know you see me on Facebook, social media is the best thing for building credibility. Four and a half years ago, I donated my kidney, and I wanted to show people the process. I wanted to share with the world the process from start to finish. But you know what? I could not get a network to come or to be interested in my story. One, I may not have known how to contact them then, but I decided to take things into my own hands and document it myself and post everything on Facebook. So that way people could share. And then I realized that, I wanted other people to know who I knew. So I started taking pictures, self-portraits, the one-handed shots that I'm kind of famous for now. I take those pictures and then tag that person and myself. And the matrix of Facebook will show my picture to all of the other person's friends. So that way it looks like I know so many more people.
It's
perception. So if you do that to famous people and not so famous people, it just still looks like you just know everybody. And, another thing to do, this is a big, it's not a big secret, but this is a big thing, implied endorsements. Have you ever heard of that? So an implied endorsement is, say, for instance, you get a picture with a famous person. A lot of times people will pay $10,000 a plate to go have dinner at the White House, right?
Right.
And they get pictures with the president.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a picture with the president, that's a huge deal. That is huge credibility. That's an implied endorsement that the president is standing with you and you must be okay. So you can do that with other celebrities. When celebrities come to town for expos or for lectures, and, you may get a chance to shake hands with them, get a picture. Carry your camera everywhere you go. Take pictures of that person. Post it on Facebook or LinkedIn. On my LinkedIn page, I have Dan Rather. I have a picture of Dan Rather standing right behind me with his hand on my shoulder. Now, that's implied endorsement right there. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it just gives you so much credibility because, Dan Rather, he's just like the he's a news guy. That's credibility right there.
Those are great tips, really, really great tips, Faith. I have had the pleasure of reading some of your book, and I've really found what I've read so far. It's just an amazing book, full of so many nuggets and valuable tips about networking and how to get yourself out there. And like you said, just self-promotion in so many different ways. So I highly recommend that you go and get that book. Now, we're coming up on our last minute of the show. Well, I knew it would go fast.
Yes,
I knew it would go fast. But I want you to please give your website and let everyone know where they can find your book.
All right. You can find it. My book launch will be on October 26th, but you can pre-order it on schmingling.biz. That's www.schmingling. I'm going to spell that for you. It's schmingling.biz, like business, only B-I-Z.
Okay.
And you can go there and you can get the first three chapters of the book.
Awesome, awesome. And you can also find Faith on Facebook. She is on Facebook. Faith is spelled F-A-I-T-H, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, and McKinney is M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y. And Faith, we thank you so much. You have been an amazingly wonderful guest. And we are going to bring you back on after your book launch, and we just want to know how the sales are going and what else we can do to support you in accomplishing your goals. So I thank you so much for joining us. You have been an amazing guest.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, Kathy. A dream come true.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are going to sign off for now. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and we will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good evening, everyone.